Welcome to the Tortoise Ecofin Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us as we provide timely updates on the market.
Welcome to the Tortoise Ecofin Quick Take Podcast. I'm Brian Kessens, Senior Portfolio Manager and Managing Director. Thank you for joining us as we provide timely updates on the market. Energy extended its outperformance last week, broadly moving higher by 4.3%, with MLPs gaining just over 1% as confidence in the reopening trade remains. Oil prices also improved as supply stays below demand, with expectations for that dynamic to continue for the duration of 2021. We largely finished up earnings last week. On average, for 2020 midstream earnings as a whole, EBITDA only missed initial pre-COVID guidance by 3 to 5% and beat post-COVID expectations. The fee-based, largely contracted nature of midstream revenue clearly held up well. For the fourth quarter, earnings were mostly in line with a handful of beats in companies with announced share buyback programs initiated purchases. For 2021, guidance generally assumes a relatively flat level of production relative to 2020, potentially conservative. Leverage is expected to continue falling. Growing free cash flow remains the goal, and we think midstream companies will start to make investments along energy evolution as managements evaluate opportunities. And last week wasn't without another carbon reduction goal announcement, with Equitrans Midstream now targeting a 50% reduction in methane emissions and greenhouse gas emissions by 2030 and 2040, respectively. Speaking of energy evolution investments, Enbridge and Brookfield announced a project in Quebec to build a green hydrogen production plant with a 20-megawatt electrolyzer adjacent to hydroelectric facilities that will power the facility. The project will focus on the production, distribution through pipelines, and use of green hydrogen. Staying with the evolution theme, Occidental Petroleum is performing engineering design work for a direct air carbon capture unit. Each unit would extract 1 million tons of CO2 annually. For reference, the world generates around 50 billion tons of carbon a year. Clearly, lots of work to do on carbon capture. Occidental believes the initial units will need tax credits to make the economics work, yet expects carbon capture to achieve standalone economic success quickly. Let's keep with the producers, where in the U.S. they continue to emphasize CapEx discipline. For example, Occidental Petroleum expects flat 2021 production based on their $2.9 billion estimate for CapEx. There are some suggestions of increased investment if the situation demands it, mostly from EOG, which said it may grow production 8 to 10% beyond 2021, yet discipline remains intact. Speaking of EOG, the large producer made reducing methane emissions a top priority, setting a goal to achieve zero routine flaring by 2025 and to reach net zero Scope 1 and Scope 2 greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. In M&A news, Kinder Morgan and Brookfield sold a 25% interest in NGPL, an interstate natural gas pipeline running from the Gulf Coast through the Mid-Continent to Chicago. The sale to private equity firm ArcLight came at an 11.2x EBITDA multiple and indicates relatively healthy multiples are being paid for pipeline assets in the private market. Debt markets remain completely open for midstream issuance. Last week, Cheniere Energy Partners issued $1.5 billion 10-year paper at a 4% coupon in an upsized deal. Additionally, the Williams Companies priced a $900 million 10-year note with a 2.6% coupon. Both are the lowest priced deals in both companies' debt stack. A week after the power outages in Texas, we have a better sense for the company financial impacts. Power providers with contracts promising power indicated significant cash flow impacts in some cases, as they were forced to purchase power at the max $9,000 per megawatt hour. The financial hit will measure in the hundreds of millions for RWE, Exelon, and Vistra, and the tens of millions for Algonquin Power and Clearway Energy. Local gas distribution companies like Atmos and CenterPoint experienced significantly higher natural gas purchase costs, notably in the billions. With these costs being largely passed through to the consumer, there shouldn't be much impact to EPS. The ultimate impacts to the consumer will likely be shared among states, consumers, and the companies themselves over the longer term. Finally, some companies will likely see a benefit. Midstream companies with the ability to sell natural gas from storage will see a positive impact, as providing this service was extremely valuable in the midst of the power crisis. Though if those companies had to purchase a lot of power during the crisis, that may offset some gains. Longer term, we expect to focus on hardening Texas power and energy assets with an emphasis on improving coordination and redundancy. This week offers the potential for a heavy energy news cycle. First, the world's premier energy conference, CERAWeek, starts Monday and continues virtually through Friday. On top of that is the Morgan Stanley Energy and Power Conference and analyst days from Enterprise Products and ExxonMobil. OPEC Plus also meets in the back half, where they're expected to relax some output cuts for April and beyond due to expectations that oil demand improves with the continued vaccination rollout. We'll be back in 7 days to highlight and analyze the top news from a packed week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next episode. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseecofin.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although we believe that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Through our family of registered investment advisors, we provide investment advice to related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, we stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.